Car Guys. Woo. Car Gals. What's going on? This is Lou Ramirez, the Car Guy.
This is Frelin Arts, the subprime hero.
And you are here for a fresh episode of the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. We got a really special guest.
Yes.
We have some really special giveaways.
Oh, we do.
Have some really
it's going to be a great show.
News.
Oh, my goodness.
We are just really, really excited that we get the chance to have a night to brew some solutions with you. So do us a favor. Tag a car guy, tag a car gal, and let them know that you are brewing solutions tonight, and maybe they might want to hit the faucet a little bit and prepare themselves a cup to pour into whatever way they brew solutions or brew coffee and get themselves ready to brew solutions with the subprime hero himself and the car guy and the very special guest that we have, and we are going to build him up, pump him up, and let you know all about him when we get back. But get ready to forget focus, fly with us, get that tune in your head, go ahead and get in rhythm with us, get your snaps on, get your forgive focus fly on, just go ahead and hit that track. Out. Here we are, and
so
here
pumped.
You are.
Man,
so let's go ahead and get from behind the curtain the incredible, you might know him on the LinkedIn, you might not, and if you don't know, well, now you're going to know, the red glasses guy himself is here with us tonight. Freddie, please, without further ado. Welcome.
What's going on, David?
Hey, let's go.
I love talking to David.
All
right.
Whoop, just dropped my pen.
Oh, snap.
Will you pick up that soap for me?
I got you.
I got it. All right. So.
I'm done. Bye.
That's it.
All right. So, guys, drop my good pen. It's my lucky pen. My mom got it. Right. So, anyway, hey guys, great night. We have David Munford here. Man, I am excited to have you. This guy is an amazing person. He's got a great heart. He's out there on social media, especially on LinkedIn. I've been really catching up with him a lot on there. We've been talking. We've become friends on there. He's doing some amazing stuff, and he's just recently started a new podcast, and we're excited to have him on here to talk about that and much more. But his podcast, Seeing Red, what a cool name. He's got his glasses on. He's got everything. Just the name provokes me a little bit. I love that. And it's really thought-provoking. I'm excited to talk about your podcast, about your guest, about what your future plans are with it and what drove you to it. But before we get there, we got to do something that we always do with every one of our guests before we do anything else. There's always
before we ask our first questions, but we do want to make sure that everybody does know who it is that we have been brought here by.
Oh, no doubt.
Car guys and car gals, we have been brought here by Elite FI Partners, right up over here, right here, right there, right there.
I'm trying
Elite
to point
Elite
that
FI
in.
Partners. they have also equipped us with a connection to the Wise F&I crew, who's given us some great red giveaways to give away while we have this incredible
giveaways, folks.
There's a bottle
opener. Giveaways. He's got a bottle opener at the bottom. It's a nice Pullman.
It's a sturdy mug. I kind of don't want to give this away.
Giveaways.
We want one for ourselves, but we're going to give these away tonight.
We will tonight, guys. So we'll get to that later.
We also have a couple other gifts that we want to get out there. But thank you, Elite FI Partners, for hooking us up.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
www.elitefipartners.com. Make sure you guys reach out to them there, man. That's amazing.
This group has also been brought to you by another group of red thinkers, right? And that is the Think Ad Group. Thank you so much, Justin, Sarah, and Derek, for being incredible people. Evelyn, you all are just incredible people that we are so thankful to have relationships with. And so honored to have you on our team and championing the solutionaries that are rising up inside of the automotive industry and beyond. We're just so thankful to be partnered with them. Go to thinkadgroup.com if you want to get information about Real True Solutions.
No doubt.
I'm not just saying it because, we got any real duty as far as to say it. These are great people, and we love them. You know what I mean? And we don't have a relationship where we have to ever find ourselves in a position
Very
that owe somebody something. We want to see each other grow. We're helping. And they do that.
We're growing together.
And see them grow. Yeah. Watch them grow.
Love them.
You know what I mean?
Man.
So I know everybody gets, some people get a little awkward in those moments where we're talking about awesome people. But just know what this show is about is us making sure that we bring light to great solution areas that are out there. So be aware, think, and be elite. And get ready to rock it in red tonight. Folks, we're talking about going to the next level, going to doing new things, and we want to hear about what it is that our friend David is doing, because he is going to the next level. He is thinking about going to places people have only dreamed, and I'm excited to hear about it tonight. Obviously, I'm just yakking and yakking about it, but we got to get on to asking the questions from you.
That. We expect that with Lou. Without that, the show would be nothing. It'd just be silence. But you know what? I'm just kidding. I am kidding. Lou is amazing, folks. He speaks from his heart, and you guys know that. And what he's doing right now, he's sharing his love with everybody. We have a team here on social media, and David's part of it. David knows who we're talking about.
That's right.
The Think Ag Group is an amazing group of people. The Think Tank is a network of people. Now, it's created by the Think Ag Group, but, man, the Think Tank has put together people like Nexcel, the Think Ag Group, Car Guy Coffee, all these other people. And
they've done some amazing stuff.
So we're excited to talk about them, but guess what? We have an amazing guest tonight, David Mumford, Mr. Seeing Red himself. I love it. I'm excited, man.
Welcome,
get excited.
Welcome,
Let's get
welcome.
Pumped up. Folks, we're going to have to do the 3S before we go any further, though. One last thing, and then we're going to get into the mix, right? And what are the 3Fs, Lou?
They are to make sure that you always forgive, focus, and fly.
Yes,
no matter what it is that has gotten in your way, no matter what it is that's trying to hold you down, you have been forgiven, so forgive. You wipe the weight of unforgiveness off your shoulders. You utilize those hands that are now freed up for your focus, and you fly to heights that you could have never dreamt of until you trusted the leap of faith that it took for you to fly out. And then you keep
back
growing, keep growing, keep growing. That's right. So car guys, car gals, join us. David Mumford, the Red Glasses guy. Welcome, and let's forgive, focus, and fly together on three. One, two, three. Forgive. Focus, fly, and keep growing. Yeah.
All right, man.
All right.
Welcome to the club. You are
Welcome.
Official Car Guy Cafe material now, my friend. So let's get it going. So we got a five-liner we're going to do today. The five-liner is fun. It's a lot of fun. It's the questions that we're going to ask you. It's going to bring up your history. It's going to talk about how you got to where you got to, how you got to where you are today, and also why you got to where you are today. All right. So I'm excited about that. Let's get this thing going. The first question is my favorite question. It's the most important question to me, and it's your purpose. It's your why. What, when you wake up every single day, David, what is your driving force?
My driving force is to continue to make a difference in somebody's life, because I had those people, but I never realized I had those, had that in the past. And I want to be that person for somebody. I want to be somebody that doesn't fix anybody, but somebody that will listen to them and actually just sit there and let the person talk and listen. Cause we were given two ears and one mouth. So, hey. We need to listen. We need to listen to it. Listen to our customers. We need to listen to everybody more than we need to talk. So that's my why.
Couldn't agree anymore. That's a great purpose to have. And let me ask you this, David. And the reason why that I'm going to ask you this is because that to me is a great reason to. That's a great way to live. All right. Mm-hmm. That's to go out there and always be the person that's there for the people, right? And that's what you are. When you're listening, you're there for them. That is an amazing way to be. And that's something that we believe in, Lou and I. We are totally about that. Matter of fact, our whole auto group is called the For the People Auto Group. That's what we do. We're for the people. We're the dealer for the people. And so that mentality is definitely ingrained in me. But let me ask you, that is a great reason to do that, but what drives you to do that? What hits you here? What makes you want to do that?
Probably what hits me in the heart is when somebody has an issue, I listen to them, and they walk away with a smile on their face and and not unhappy, or you can see they may have an issue, but by the time they leave, the fire is out. There, it may be smoldering a little bit. There may be a little bit of fire Absolutely. There, but they at least walk away happy. Mm-hmm. And you know, you just create a customer for life that's going to come back for life, or someone that's going to come back to you for life.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
That's the why.
And that's a great why, because that all translates to every facet of your life, right? So, like when you're talking about your personal life, you know, you could talk about that with your parents, with your siblings, with your cousins, with your whoever, your best friend, your enemy. All that stuff has to do with life. You know, when you listen and you actually have empathy, and you seem like a very empathetic person. Uh-huh. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell that you feel people in your heart. So when they tell you their story, you exude that, and you could almost be in that moment with them. And you know, and that's something that I think a lot of great people have that are people, right? And I think mm-hmm. that's exactly what you are. So I'm really honored to have you here tonight, man. Yeah, I'm pumped up about that.
Let me dig into that a little bit deeper on the why. So one thing that we were able to do training with our guys was to pull out of them their actual why. You know, what are you here for work for? I'm here to get a paycheck. Well, why? When we're done chasing the money, when we're done giving our time at the job, when we're done dealing with the customers and turning their frowns upside down, right? When we're done taking a customer that's belligerent and making them into a believer or being a fan of the dealership or whatever department they're in or whoever's selling them, right? When that's done, when we're finished doing that, I mean, there's something that we're sticking it out for. So we made sure that we focused on that and saying, hey, I'm doing all of these things because of this. This would be that why. This would be that target point. I'm going to persevere. I have a family. I have all of these things that I'm working towards. I have, you know, in so many of those parts of our life where we get stuck doing our work. The thing that usually keeps us calibrated is understanding, hold on, I have a function, and this is the why I'm here. This is why I'm here. You know, I'm taking that other up because I have the kids at home. I'm taking this other up because I have a commitment to take care of this. You know what I mean? What would be more of the why behind all of the layers that are all of the things that you accomplish and do? What would be the core reason why you stay focused on accomplishing all those things or going through all of that stuff? Why do you actually do what you do? Is that layered enough for you?
I love that.
Oh, wow. God. Because I treat my customers exactly the way I would want to be treated when they walk into the dealership. Or I look at it as my house. That's where I live more than I live at my actual physical address. I live there more. So that's my home. I'm going to treat them exactly like they're walking to my house.
Yes.
Or I'm going to treat them like they're my own family. I'm treating them like they're my parents. Because that's how I was raised. I was raised to treat everybody with respect. I've called some people sir, and they're like, don't call me sir, that was my dad. I'm like, I'm sorry, that's how I was raised. I treat everybody with respect, and that's my why.
Great. That's good, man. And I love that. And I love you, man. You're a great person, brother. I could tell that you have a great heart. I guarantee every one of your people that you service and you help at work, in your life, they all, when they come in and deal with you, they're like, this guy did everything he could to help me out.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
you get a lot of, I mean, serious, you're one of those, you sound like one of the guys that get fed a lot. Like, so people are bringing treats or gifts or sending you things, you know what I mean?
I've got, even our general manager has a couple times, he said he's got calls from customers, like his customers that are like very high rolling customers, that says, we only want to work with David. Is David going to be there today? Because we want him to serve. We want him to work on our cars.
That's awesome.
We don't need anybody to touch our cars. I'm like, Okay.
No one but David. Stuff, listen, where's Mr. Red Glasses? If Mr. Red Glasses isn't around, I'm not doing this.
And I have some people do that.
I love it.
And that's why I wear the red glasses, because everybody, I didn't wear them one day, and people were like, where's your red glasses? I'm like, they're at home. I just didn't feel like wearing them. They're like, no, we know who you are. We remember who the service advisor was because you had the red glasses. I'm like,
oh. So I mean, what if the thing that became the standard was you are not a real true people person inside of the service department if you're not wearing the red glasses? What if it was the standard? That'd be pretty crazy.
That's the focus.
Unless you have the red glasses on,
you know,
I'm not coming.
Every dealerships are red glass certified, right?
Right.
Well, you got to see through these lenses and make sure that this is done right. So, hey, maybe we just started something, man.
El Patron, he had the glasses at his event at the Game Changer Conference, right? Yeah. They had the blue glasses.
Yeah, they were lighting up around them.
But this would be what the service techs would have. If you haven't had the red, red glass certified, what is that?
Red glass certified.
All right. Let's get into number two. Let's get to this next question. Because we probably want to know, you know, of course, everybody's going to want a little bit of an understanding of how you got to where it is that you are and what brought you to the automotive industry, especially a car guy that, you know, wants to know about the car guy that is, you know, on the Car Guy Coffee podcast tonight. Tell us about how you got involved in the business, what it is that you do. What's up, everybody that's in the cafe, by the way?
What got me here is about, let's see, 4 years prior to the industry, I was working at Amazon for 4.5 years. Did not have a life. Did not see, let's see, me and my wife were dating at the time. I was not seeing her at all. We were like working totally two different shifts. I was not seeing her. We were not even having a relationship. We weren't even having a anything because I was working or I'd try to go home, go to bed, and I wasn't seeing her. So I left there and I've always liked kind of working on cars a little bit or trying to do what I can. So I went and worked at Valvoline for a year. Still didn't have a life even there. And then that year was like the hardest year. I think, we were married when I was there, and my marriage was on the rocks, hardcore on the rocks for about a year. And we were kind of like, okay, what's going on? And I know I needed to move closer to home because I was working in Chattanooga, and between where I lived and in Chattanooga, I had almost an hour to my drive every day, so I needed to move closer to home. Yep. And I totally forgot that I was looking for something closer to home, maybe around here that I could work, I could stick with the automotive industry, look for a couple quick lubes around, and totally forgot I put in a application at, let me stop here. What I say from here is my opinion, is all me. This is my experience.
Of course. Everything that we're saying is your opinion.
Yeah, this is all you.
This is all me. So I just want to just put that out there. And so I put in application at Toyota, and I called somebody. They said, well, if they're interested in you, it'll hit the service manager's desk, and does say, you'll hear back in a couple weeks. I was like, okay. So a couple weeks later, I got a phone call, didn't know who it was. I screened my phone for safety reasons. Mm-hmm. They left a voicemail, and knew the service manager said, hey, could you come in for an interview? I was like, yeah. So I called him back and said, hey, I can be there in 20 minutes. He's like, no. He said, hey, it's lunchtime. Just wait till 2 o'clock and come in. So I went in, for the interview, and I was sitting in like the lounge area, and this real, real nice guy dressed up guy comes out and says, are you here to get your car worked on or interview? I said, I'm actually here for an interview. He said, oh, we didn't know what you look like. Come on back. So I walk into service manager's office, and he introduced me to the service manager. Service manager talks about how long he's been there. Our service manager's been there for 35 years as a service manager. So, and then our parts manager is a female. I think she's been there for, I can't remember how long she's been there. She's been there a while. And then they were like, well, do you know who the guy is sitting behind you on the couch? And the guy was kind of leaning back on the couch. I was like, no, I have no clue. He said, this is the owner of the company. and I was like, oh, I think I said, okay, this just got real as a job interview. And that kind of just broke the ice. And when they found out that the experience I had was Valvoline and how hardcore I was at working, they offered me the job. And I started as a tech for just a couple months, not very long. And several times during the day while I was working, I would hear people say, hey, you need to keep doing what you're doing. You need to know they're watching you and the owner's watching you too. I was like, okay, well, I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm a hard worker anyways. So some things was changing in the service drive. They called me back in the office and they were like, they're like, do you know what a service advisor is? I was like, yeah, I know a little bit. And I told them what I knew about having to help customers, how to do that. They're like, yeah, you know the job. They're like, we want to offer you a service advisor position. I was like, oh, okay. Well,
why not? Go for it.
Why not? I mean, why not? So they started me as the TXM service advisor, which is the quick loop service advisor, just in layman's terms. And I did that for about a year and a half, almost a year and a half. And then they moved me to a regular, as of right now, I'm a regular service advisor, which I'm writing up everything. So that's kind of where I'm at. And I'm loving
busy
it.
Right there. Heck yeah. Because what that does is you become more interactive with people. When you're working on vehicles, it's a fun job, you know, if you own your own shop, because you get to deal with individuals, right? But when you're working in a line, you're just getting the vehicles dropped off to you. And every once in a while, you get a client that walks in. But for you, now you get a chance to sit down, listen to the people's story, see exactly what their thoughts are about a vehicle. This way, when you give them the reason why their vehicle has issues, you can give it to them in a softer, easier way that they can understand. Because what you did and what you do is build rapport. That is so core in all sales, okay? Building rapport, finding a common ground, getting them to laugh, getting them to relax their shoulders, getting them to feel like that you truly care. You do that, and you do that really well. And I could tell that you have passion for that. So that passion, I'm going to tell you, is why I love sales. That exact reason that you have a why, what you do, and all these things that where you're getting to now is exactly why I do sales. Because it's the money, it comes, man. And I'm going to tell you, it'll come if you put consistency in your life.
Oh, yeah.
And you work hard and you do the right thing, man. You know, that's the thing about life. But I'm telling you, it's that feeling you get when somebody takes your hand at the end of the deal and they look you in the eyes and they say, man, I really appreciate everything you did for me today. I usually come in here and I hate coming in places like this, but you made it feel like it was something I could do again and not even worry about it.
Oh, yeah. I have customers like that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I just had today's Sunday. I think it was – what day did we finally get it done? I think it was – was it Friday? Is it a Thursday or Friday? I had a customer. Oh my gosh, it felt like a three weeks that we were dealing with him, but it was only 10 days that we actually had his car in the shop. But because we took the time to make sure it was done correctly, and we called the warranty in. By the time he left, he came in. Very upset. Very, very, very upset.
Mm-hmm.
And then within the 10 days of him coming in and me staying, pretty much talking to him every day, updating him every day what was going on, showing him the notes of what was going on. By the time he left, he said, I will be coming back to see you. He says,
boom. And that's the best feeling in the world. You know, Great job. Kudos to you for that. You know, what I want to do really quick before we get any further, folks, is I want to bring up the comments that everybody's been throwing out here. We haven't had a chance to bring those up. I do appreciate everyone for coming in, watching, and tuning in to my podcast with David Munford, Mr. Host of Seeing Red himself, folks. I'm excited. I don't see how this guy ever sees red. He's always seems like
he's always so nice.
He's happy, right?
He's
so,
transforming the way
we're going to get into that a little bit more. So, hi, guys. Michelle, what's up, my friend? Terry, what's up, Terry? Man, Terry, you're awesome, brother. I appreciate you, man. I really appreciate continual support of this and the way you always there, man.
Terry.
And then Jason, she's tagging friends out there. I appreciate you, Michelle. You're the best. Let's see, we got, God. Every time I hear his comments, I'm always hungry. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Thank you, Kenneth, man. You are a gentleman and a scholar, and really, folks, he is a scholar. I looked at his profile. I was like, whoa. Wow. Thank you very much for being here. Kendrick, oh, man, Kendrick, you are a very, very nice young man. I appreciate you always coming on here and supporting us.
Awesome.
Michael Landis, as always.
What's up, Michael?
We are doing well. Appreciate you for coming in. Now, Michelle says the mug is the bomb. I'm assuming you mean the ones that we're giving away.
These are too.
Yeah. These are the bomb.
These are too.
Also, they're red. They go good with his glasses,
that's right?
I need one of
them. Bing bong.
Yes, no doubt. And then, of course, we got Joseph Perez. Now, Joseph, I've talked to Lou. We do want to connect with you. We will connect with you very soon, my friend. We needed to get on a phone call and talk some business, man. I got some great ideas.
Some solutions.
And I appreciate you reaching out to us, Joseph. Thanks for coming on tonight. And then, of course, we got G-Man himself, Jason.
Mr. Nexel.
Yeah, whoa. Mr. Nexel himself.
Whoa. Hold on. Where's it at?
Whoa. Hold on. Get it up there.
Hold on.
Oh, I can't do it until – hold on. Bring that.
Ready? And
– oh, hold on.
Whoa.
Ready? Whoa. All right, so Jason, you are just a service advisor. You are so much more than that. You take customers' lives in your hands. Such a strong relationship you can build with.
Hey, and Jason's right. And you know what?
Exactly.
The Nexel app, if you know anything about that, would work wonderful for you too, because it's something that can help you do follow up, send out messages to people. I'm sure you're doing something similar, but this is a beautiful thing. We could talk about that some more.
And let's get back to Mr. David. Oh, hold on. We got a few more. Hold on. I didn't even see these in
here.
DJ said hi. I just talked to DJ on the phone the other day. Great combo, man. I appreciate you calling, man. Look. Oh, there it is. Yeah, what's up?
Look at this guy. Yakum. Coming
through. They go good with Car Guy Coffee.
If they would.
Sorry for delay. I was editing my book. I can't wait to read it, my friend. And then look at this dude. Look
guy,
at
the
this.
Legend himself.
The legend.
Yahoo! Johnny Cantley!
Johnny Cantley actually started in the business right when Lou started in the business. So it was kind of, and I was there for about a year, so we all were on the same floor. And man,
we were in the same class together. You would call
we could say we were all in the same class. We went through college at the same time, college. Yeah, it was fun. Great time, man. Great people. Good times.
So, love you, Johnny.
Question for Jason. How many customers do you handle in a day?
It's a bonus.
Are you meaning Jason or are you talking about David? I'm assuming you're meaning David there. And Jason says big arms. I'm sure he's meaning that. So how many customers do you handle in a day on average? That's a good question.
On average, it kind of went down a little bit for a little while. It's back up now. I'm hitting about 15.
Okay.
15 to 20.
That's a good day. And that's amazing. You know, and I'm kudos to you. Stay busy. Hopefully that keeps you even busier. I'm sure that's a great reward to be able to do is talk to that many people in a day and help that many people. So great job, man. That's awesome. So really, my next question for you is going to come back to your podcast. I kind of want to bring that up. So I know that you were working at Amazon. You felt like that you were stuck in a stuck. Like, you're like, okay, I need to do something else, right? So
I sold my soul for the devil.
You're like, I love the car business. I want to get into this. I love working on vehicles. So I'm going to learn how to work on vehicles. And then it turned you into a service advisor. So that being said, I know what, you know, you told me a little bit about your story, with the quick loop side of it, how you're doing all that. And it's what you're loving. But right now you started a new podcast, Seeing Red, folks. I love it. The glasses go with it. But I actually love the name of it. You know, so my question is going to be,
It's kind of be almost a two-layered question. You know, Lou usually does like a 10-layer cake. I'm going to do a two-layer one, okay? First question I got for you, it's going to be basically what inspired you to start the podcast, and number two, what how'd you come up with the name?
How I got started is in April when the pandemic hit, like, strong here. I wasn't making any money, so I took a voluntary layoff from work. They allowed me to take a voluntary layoff.
Sure.
And I was off work for 8 weeks. And while I was off, I was like, okay, what am I going to do sitting at home? Because I have to be doing something. And I got involved in LinkedIn and started jumping on LinkedIn Live, sharing my personal side of the story. And then I got involved with, who was it? I think I got involved with Gene Girdley and Dave Floyd and all the guys on the Fix Out Mastermind group. And
great people.
And got involved in that, which I apologize, guys. I need to get back to that Fix Out Mastermind. It's kind of crazy. Been crazy for me to be there, but I started. So I was like, what am I gonna? I want to learn while I'm sitting at home. I need to learn something. I need to do something to help me with my job when I get back to the service advisor. So I went up there to visit, and I asked the service manager and the owner. I was like, hey, I have this opportunity where I can join a Fix Op Mastermind group for the automotive industry. I'm using my personal email address. It's not anything associated with the dealership. It's just totally me. It would help me learn how to be a better service advisor. And I left it at that. And the owner was about to walk out the door, and he stopped, and he turned around. And he was like, what did you just say? I said, I'm going to be involved. I want to be involved in a Fix Op Mastermind group for automotive industry to help me learn to be a better service advisor. He's like, I've never had anybody ever ask me that question. He said, you use your personal email, right? I was like, yeah. He's like, okay. I can't say no. He said, I can't say no to you, so go do it. So that's what I did there. That's how I got there.
And that, abracadabra, it happened.
That it's helped me be a better service advisor. And a lot of the other guys here lately, they're like, how did you do this? I was like, well, I kind of get up and work. I kind of don't sit behind my desk when a customer rolls in. I kind of greet that customer before you guys can.
Wow. Yep. I mean, he goes at it. And that's, guys, gals, and those of you that are watching, listening, or hearing this in whatever form that you're hearing it in, again, this is standard solutionary serum.
Thank you very much.
This is the syrup that helps to sweeten the deals that you're going through each and every day. You have relationships that you're making with your customers. You have relationships that you're making with your work, family, right? He explains that similar to most other car guys and gals, that they're there for many, many hours a day.
And more than they are at home, so it is his home, right?
It's so important that you build those relationships, right? Because that's at the end what you're going to value most. You're not going to have many memories where you're saying, man, that one paycheck really... You're not going to be sitting there thinking of those memories. You're going to be thinking of those laughs. You're going to be thinking of those victories where you help people, if you're a football player and you had great wins, if you're a teacher and you've seen some great successes, if you're a mechanic and you've had some great fixes, or you've seen some great cars, right, or you've built some great projects, and if you're a salesperson and you found a way to help many people, it's those conversations and those relationships that in the end you have that value with. And what he is starting to be able to see is what many people are starting to find out and get, is that there's relationships that are just a couple of clicks away from you being able to connect to so many like-minded people inside of the same world that you're in all throughout digital land. Gabe watched us while we were on the think tank, and I think it was maybe 2-3 weeks ago. but just sitting there and talking, all the encouragement and all the great stuff that we were doing inside of that conversation. He was like, man, that's really awesome that you have like-minded people to sit there and share good news with, you know, and that's pretty, because he's been able to sit on the show sometimes with us, and we've had Nick on there, but it's been fun to be able to see that, but you can connect to them, and there's nothing stopping you. Your owner can't tell you anything when it comes to what you do with your own personal digital world, you know, unless it affects their business. That's why it was, you know, you're not using the work email, you know, but there's something to be said there for so many other people. If you're looking for a way to improve, well, you don't have an excuse for being able to find the resource for what you want to improve in. You know, if I want to learn how to make chicken fried rice on a hibachi grill, I can know how to do that at, you know, borderline expert level, you know, just watching a YouTube video many times, right? Or if I want to find a way to have effective processes inside of my finance department, I can listen to incredible subprime heroes out there and find out what could be effective things for that department that I'm working in. And if I want to eventually learn things inside of a service drive like you, and I can tap into a mastermind group where you happen to be in there sharing some of your tools, and I can pick up some nuggets that I can take to my work that nobody was at work to give me. Sometimes there aren't those resources from within.
Yep.
You've already maxed out all that you have within. You have to take new, fresh water in, new, fresh ingredients into the kitchen. You know what I mean? If you're ever going to produce something new. Otherwise, it's going to be the same old, and one thing that we can all agree on is that the evolution of service is constantly growing. We can always find a way to help people better.